demo. We'll have a 1 minute introduction, a review. If you recall, Rabbi Elazar started off discussing in this Torah the whole concept of Briya Sa'ilam. Now, Hashem created this world because of his Rachmonos. And Hashem wanted to be able to show his Rachmonos, and in order to show his Rachmonos, he had to have something to show his Rachmonos on, meaning he needed a world. So Rabbi Elazar created a world, and Rabbi Elazar touches on certain items mentioned in the Eitz Chaim about how originally everything was Oyer and Soif. In order for Hashem to create a world, by the way, a chiddush from the Arizal, that's a super interesting item. This is terminology, and to know what this terminology means, there's a very, very fancy word that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, that's used in Likutei Maran, and the term is Ein Soif. Oyer Ein Soif. The Arizal says, let's just clarify a little what this term Ein Soif refers to. The words Ein Soif are Begematria Oyer, exactly. Showing Ein Soif literally, technically, means infinite. Infinite what? Infinite light. Usually these terms go together. Oyer Hoins Soif. So Rabbi Elazar said originally everything was Ein Soif. In order for there to be a Bria, there had to be a Tzimtzum. Taviyach Hashem had to push the Oyer to the sides, in a sense, to make room for Bria Soilam. And Rabbi Elazar said, then, period. This is the introduction that Rabbi Elazar gives, and in the center was found a Cholol Aponui. Cholol means vacuum. Ponui means void, empty. And Rabbi Elazar explains that don't think that this is really empty, because we know that Hashem is Mesevev Kol Alamin and Mamale Kol Alamin. So although we have to say that it's empty, we have to say that it's not empty, which means that this is a very difficult paradox, which Rabbi Elazar says is impossible to understand until Lasid Lavoi. Lasid Lavoi, this will be understood. And Rabbi Elazar says that corresponding to this, there exist two types of apikursis. There is one type of apikursis which comes from a lack of knowledge or different problems. Then apikursis, the Mishnah says, Vedam ashetoshiv apikiris. Study, you'll have the answers, you'll be able to give the person the answers, you'll pull him out of his apikursis. There's another apikursis, which is questions on Hashem, and these questions are questions which cannot be answered. Those questions that it's written, kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun v'lo yasigu orchas chayim, etc., etc. And Rabbi Elazar expounded on this a little bit more. This is pretty much where we had left off last time. Now we begin with Eis Gimel. And each item that we're going to have now is a huge chunk. We'll do a whole sif at a time. If there'll be any questions, you personally ask afterwards. Rabbi Elazar says, Achda, you should know, Im yesh tzadik godol shehu b'chinas Moshe, if there is a tzadik, a great tzadik, who is b'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu, who Tzorich dafka la'ayin b'divrei ha'apikursus elu. He must delve into these apikursus, these types of questions against Hashem, which come from the chol aponui. And note, va'af she'i'efshar li'ashvam kanal, although, even for him, it's impossible to answer these questions until lasid lavoi, al kol zeh still, al yedei iyunoi shema'ayin shom, through his studying, where he studies, he delves into these questions, huma lemishom kamo neshomois shenoflu v'nishku b'soich apikursus hazois. The tzadik emes elevates the neshomois which fell into this apikursus. Rabbi Elazar explains now, ki eilu hamavuchais v'akushis sho apikursus hazois, habo michol aponui, these paradoxes and questions of apikursus, which come from the chol aponui, heim bebechinas shtiko. They are from the concept of silence, meaning, me'achar she'en aleihem seichel v'oisies liashvam kanal. We mentioned before that what is chachma? Chachma is seichel. How is seichel presented in oisies? How did Hashem show his seichel kaviyachol in the oisies of the Torah, in the oisies of Dibur? When a person speaks, in the letters of his speech is manifested his seichel. What's the pasuk? Mipiv das usavuna, from a person's mouth. The Malchus shows you what's in Chachma, because the Zohar Kodesh uses the term many times, Abba Yosad Brato. The father is the one who has the closest connection to the daughter. The Chachma and Malchus are very closely connected. This is why Malchus is many times called Chachma Tato, because these two are very closely hooked up to each other. So Rabbi Elazar says that these questions, which have no answer, you can't speak about these questions, it's because there's no seichel there, there's no oisiyos available to handle these questions. Rabbi Elazar explains, ki habriya hoisa al yedei hadibur. We know that had creation take place through dibur, through Hashem's speech, כמו שכוסב אז הפוסק says in Tehillim, בדבר השם ובהדיבור יש חכמה, and in the דיבור is found חכמה, כי כלל הדיבור הוא רק מוצאי הפה, because the sum total of דיבור is the five different places from which דיבור originates, ועל יודם נסהבו כל הדבורים של הבריאה, and through them, ועל יודם נסהבו כל הדבורים של כל הבריאה, and through the hey מיצויס הפה were created all items of the בריאה. וכמו שכוסב, as the פוסק says, כולם בחכמה עשיסו, Hashem created everything with חכמה. והדיבור הוא הגבול של כל הדבורים. Dibur is the boundary, the containment of everything, of Hashem's Chachma. Ki higbil Chachmosoi b'ho'isiyos. Hashem contained his Chachma within the letters. Sheho'isiyos elu hem gvul ozeh, v'ho'isiyos elu hem gvul ozeh. These letters are the constriction for this type of Chachma. These letters are the containment of a different type of Chachma. Avol b'hacholol haponoi, shol makiv kol ha'ilamois kanal, but within the cholol haponoi, which surrounds all the worlds, v'hu ponoi mikoil kaviyochol, and it is void of everything kaviyochol, ein shom shom dibur. There is no speech whatsoever, v'afilu seichel b'loy oisiyos, there is not even to be found seichel without letters, because letters are the containment of seichel. If there's no letters, it means there's no seichel either. Ve'al kein, therefore, hamavuchos haboy mishom, the paradoxes which come from there, from the chol haponoi, hein bebechinas shtika, they are referred to as silence. Ukemoi shemotzinu b'moishe, Rabbi Nezal says, I'll give you an example that's found in the Gemara. The Gemara in Menachos relates the story when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven, and the Gemara says, kisheshoal al misas Rabbi Akiva, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked about the death of Rabbi Akiva, they showed him what would happen to Rabbi Akiva, and he asked about it. His question was, Zu Torah v'zu schara? This is the Torah, this is the reward for one who studies Torah so tremendously, who taught Torah to 24,000 Talmidim? Heshivu loy, they replied to him, Shtoik, be quiet. Kach olo b'machshavo tchila. This is what entered Hashem's mind originally. This was Hashem's original thought. And Rav Moshe Zal explains that this means Bereishis Bora Elokim Es Hashem Soretz. Hashem's original thought of creation was Din. And Tzadikim are so great that they go back to the Sheirish. They accept upon themselves the Din that was supposed to happen. So Rav Nezal says, Hainu Sha'ato Tzorich L'shtoik. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that you must be quiet. And you're not permitted to ask for an answer on this problem. Why? Because this item cannot be put into words. It's an item of machshava. Shehu lamalo min hadibur. Machshava is above dibur. Al kein atatzorich lishtoik al shaylazu. You must be quiet about this question. Ki hu bebechinas ola b'machshava. This question is a question which was ola b'machshava. She'ein shum dibur liyashev oisa. The answer cannot be expressed in words. Ukamoikein, similarly, Rav Nezal says, Elu hakushes v'hamavuches sheboi michol haponoi, she'ein shom dibur v'loi sechel kanal, where there is no dibur and no sechel, alkein hein bebechinas shtiko, therefore these questions are referred to as shtiko, the union of silence, betzorech rak laha'amin v'lishtoik shom, and a person is required, when he gets to there, he must have emuna and be quiet. V'alkein osur lichnois ula'ayin b'divrei ha'apikursis v'amavuchay seilu. Therefore, it's forbidden to look into this type of apikursis, these types of paradoxes. Ki im tzadik shehu b'chinas Moshe. Except for a tzadik who is b'chinas Moshe, ki Moshe hu b'chinas shtika. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, his seichel was so great, his seichel was on the level of shtika. Where do we see this? Silence. B'b'chinas shenikro kvad peh. Moshe Rabbeinu was oyla tamachshava. He was above dibur. בחינה שתיקה שהוא למעלה מן הדיבור, ועל כן הצדק שהוא בחינה סמישה, בחינה שתיקה, יוכל לעיין בדברי המבוכי סיילו שהם בחינה שתיקה כנל, וצורך דווקא לעיין, not just he may, he's required to delve into this. Why? Kedei Lahalois Hanishomois Shenochu Lashom Kanal. Because by his looking into these items, his thinking of these items, we know that Machshava is very powerful. Kolu b'machshava is bariru. When a person thinks thoughts of Kedusha, the thoughts alone have the power to wipe out sins, to be mamtik dinim and everything. When a tzaddik, like Bechinas Moshe, delves into this apikursus, he makes contact with the neshamas that fell into this apikursus, and he literally has the power to draw them out of this super nefila that they fell into. Period. Any questions on this? Go ahead.
Hazel said that in Dibur is Chachma, and the Torah says a kol haDibur is Rach Hematzos Hapel.
Right.
Does that mean to imply that Hematzos Hapel or what? The Dibur has Chachma, and it's just because.
No, he says because the Klal HaDibur is the Hema Tzayis HaPeh, and it's Bedafka. In other words, he shows the connection before he showed that Bedvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, right? Mm-hmm. What is Dibur? Dibur is Hema Tzayis HaPeh and nothing more. In other words, Dibur is restricted to Hema Tzayis. And Rabbi Yisrael says, we know that what else was used in creation? Chachma. So Chachma and Hema Tzayis HaPeh go together, period. Mm-hmm. Now what happens when you go above Chachma? When you go above Hema Tzayis HaPeh, then you're required to go into Keser, which is Shtika. He's just showing that Dibur is an inyan of tzimtzum, constriction. It's limited to the Hei Motzois HaPeh and nothing more. There's no other manner to express Dibur. So Dibur, which is Chachma, is limited by these Hei Motzois HaPeh. What happens when you go into something which can't be discussed, because it's Cholap only? Then you're out of Hei Motzois HaPeh, then you're not allowed to talk anymore. In other words, somebody might ask, maybe I could use a different, maybe if it comes from a different part. The answer is Dibur is Hei Motzois HaPeh, period. Okay. Now Rabbi Nezal says, "Veda, and you should know, ki hamachlekes he bechinas bria soilam, that machlekes is a concept of creation. Why? Ki ikur bria soilam al yedei chol aponi kanal. We had explained at the beginning of this Torah that the main concept of creation involved a chol aponi. It involved a tzimtzum, a moving off to the sides to make room for creation. Ki beloize hoya hakoel ein soif. Without the cholol haponui, everything at that time was ein soif. V'loi hoya mokoim lebria soilam kanal. There was no room for creation to take place. V'alkein, therefore, tzimtzeim ho'oyer litzdodim, kaviyochol Hashem was forced to constrict the light to the sides, v'naseh chol aponoi, u'besoy choy, orois kol abriyam. Within the chol aponoi, Hashem made the whole creation. Hainu hayomim v'hamidois, the days, the 7 days, which correspond to the 7 spheros, and the midois, the measurements, the tzimtzumim. How? Al yidei hadibur, Hashem did all of this creation through dibur, kanal, as we explained before, bedvar Hashem shamayim nasu, that through dibur the heavens were made. V'chein hu b'chinas hamachlekes. Rabbi Nezal says machlekes is also a similar concept. Rabbi Nezal says machlekes is also a similar concept. Ki ilu hoyu kol hatalmidei chachamim echad, if all the talmidei chachamim would be of one line of thought, there would be no room for creation, for creativity. Rak al yedei hamachlekes shebeneihem, the fact that there is machlekes between talmidei chachamim, vehem nechlokim ze mizeh, and they are separated one from the other, v'kol echad meishich atzmoi letzad acher, and each one of the chachamim draws himself to a different side, there's a question of halacha that comes up. One poisek paskins more towards the side of chesed, he says kosher, the other one draws himself to the side of gvura, he says treif. Each one draws himself to a different side. In the middle, there's room made for a bria, for a creation. Rabbi Nezal says, "Al yedei zeh nase beneihem b'chinas chol aponoi." Through this, there is generated between them a concept of a chol aponoi, shehu b'chinas tzimtzum ho'er litzdodin, sheboi hu brias ha'olam, al yedei hadibur kanal, ki kol hadvorim shekol echad medaber, hakol heim rak b'shvil brias ha'olam, shenasa al yodom, b'soi chol aponoi shebeneihem. Rabbi Nezal says, all the diburim of Torah, the Talmidei Chachamim speak, what's their purpose in speaking? To perform the act of brias ha'olam. Their purpose purpose of studying Torah, of doing mitzvahs, is to reenact the creation of the world. Ki ha-talmidei chachamim bayrin es hakol al yedei devrayim. Because we know that talmidei chachamim create, when we say that there's a new bria that takes place every single day, who are the ones who assist in that creation? The talmidei chachamim, their study of Torah assists in recreating the world every day. This is why the Gemara says that if not for the study of Torah, the world would come to nothing. Where do we see that talmidei chachamim take part in creation? As it's found in a pasuk in Yeshaya, where Hashem says, "Valeimor letzion ami ato." Hashem says to you, to Tzion, to the Jewish nation, "Ami ato, you are my nation." And the Zohar HaKadosh says, "Valeimor letzion ami ato." And the Zohar HaKadosh says, "Al tikri ami Elohimi." Don't read this word, Amiato, you are my nation. Read it, Imiato. Hashem is saying, you are with me. Ma, and the Zohar HaKadosh says about this, what does it mean that the Jews are with Hashem? They are partners with Hashem. What does this mean? Ma ano avdi shmaya va'aro b'miluli. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Hashem says, just like I create heaven and earth with my words, af atem kein. You also, you talmidei chachamim who study Torah, you actually create worlds. Now the question is how? Rabbi Nizal in this Torah showed how through tzaddikim discussing Torah and arguing daika through the machlekes in Torah, that's how the whole bria takes place. A spiritual creation takes place. There's a chol aponi generated in which there's room to do creation. Ach, Rabbi Nizal says, however, a person has to be very, very careful not to talk too much. Rak kefi tzairach bria sa'olam lo yaser. Only to talk enough for the purpose of creating worlds, and not more than that, not to have any excess dibur. Why? Ki al yidei ribui ha'oyer, shaloi hoyu hakelem yicholem lizba. Ribui ha'oyer, when Hashem first created the world, it was specifically through the problem of ribui ha'oyer, where the kelem were not capable of containing within them the tremendous oyer that Hashem shot into them. Nishtabru, the kelem broke. Umi shiviras hakelem hoyo hishavos haklipois. And it was through the act of these kelem breaking, that's what caused klipos to come into the picture. Note the wording here. Jeff was hacking a chinik last week. Note the exact wording that Rabbi Nizal uses. Umishviras hakelim hoyo hishavos haklipos. Not before. It was the shviras hakelim that brought klipos into creation. Cain, similarly, im echod mar beladaber, if a person speaks too much, mizeh goyrem hishavos haklipos, chas v'shalom, it's specifically dibur that has the power to create the most klipos possible. Why? Kivu b'chinas ribui oyer. Dibur is an Indian of chachma being put into kelim. You're taking your chachma, you're putting it into oisias, which is kelim. If you try to put too much, you try to do this too much, it's a concept of ribui oyer, which causes shviras hakelim, which causes hishavos haklipos. Shaydezeh hoyu shviras kelim. The ribui oyer is what caused the shviras kelim. Shaydezeh hishavos haklipos. This is what causes klipos to be generated. Therefore, a person has to watch his dibur tremendously, because that's the item that could chas v'shalom create klipos. Period. Any questions on this? Go ahead.
This is saying that this is what happened for Bria Salam, and this is what happens now also.
Exactly. When Talmid Chacham study Torah, this is how they're Makayim, this Pasuk of Valeimor Letzion Imiato. How do Talmid Chachamim take part in creation when they debate issues in Torah, and one leans to Heter, one leans to Iser, one leans to... By doing that, they pull off to the sides. This is not physically, spiritually. They make room for a chol aponi in which a bria can take place. A whole new bria can take place.
So what takes place now?
A bria soilam, every single day. Oh, in other words, it a recreate over two way mechadish. It's not something we see physically, but there definitely is a new bria every day. The Arizal says that, you know, you see whole different, in other words, the tests, the situations, the circumstances that come up every day, one has nothing to do with the other. That's why Rabbi Nizal said so much. Hayoim, Rabbi Nizal has one paragraph in Sichas Aran where he says that a person has to guard each day. Why? Because one day has nothing to do with the other. Each day is a whole separate set of oilamai, separate set of circumstances. It's not that you can say, I'm not going to learn today, I'm going to learn tomorrow. Tomorrow is a different set of worlds. It's a different bria. If you don't learn today, you're taking this bria and you're letting it slip by without mitzvahs, without kiddush. Okay, next. Go ahead.
You know what Rabbi Nizal said before? It's a monitor that through pure thoughts, like everybody himself, can make a call on his arm.
Teremtes, right?
Is that like also
the Paparois L'Chochmo says that these two are the same similar. Rabbeinu Zalman.
So like every person also can.
That this not only takes place within two people debating. This is why there's a studying Torah yourself also, because Rabbi Nezal says over there that by a person being metzamtzem be his slavos. Rabbi Nezal says each person has his slavos. His slavos alone is no good, because if you have fire alone, that's bechinas oirein soif, which doesn't leave room for creation. Whereas if a person studies Torah, which is like an air conditioner, we mentioned many times, Rabbi Nezal quotes the Tikkun Yisrael, one item that's so sharp that the Gunizara says, Il mole kan fereya, the nashvin alibo, have a libo igit kogufa. The heart is a generator, it's a computer, it's constantly pumping, generating a tremendous amount of heat. If you have a disk drive or a tape drive without an air conditioning system, it wipes out. There must be an air conditioner in there. The Tikkun HaZohar understood this concept, and the Tikkun HaZohar says this is what you have in the body. You have the heart, which is pumping fast, causing friction, causing heat. You have an air conditioning system, the respiratory system, the lungs act as an air conditioner. The Tikkun HaZohar says, where do we see this Baruchnius? Baruchnius, each person has, lave is an Indian of hislavos. Hislavos is an item in the heart. There's fire. A person has fiery ritzonis to serve Hashem, but that's no good. That alone can be damaging. A person has to have an air conditioning system. What's the air conditioner? Just like the lungs, there are, the Gemara says in Chulin, hey, oini, islareya, that there are five branches to the lungs. Hey, Aini. Aini is spelled Aleph, Vav, Nun, Yud. There are five compartments to the lungs, five branches. The Tikkun HaZohar says, what are the lungs? The lungs are the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. When a person studies Torah, that's how he cools off his Islavus. Why? Because he's given places where to put his fire. He's told Tzitzis. He's told his Hisbaridus. He's given an outlet for the fire. The fire isn't just being contained within him. He's given outlets to let out the heat, so once there's a place for the heat to go out, the machine itself doesn't get that hot, where it could chas v'shalom destroy. So Rabbi Nezal says there that through the study of Torah, a person performs this act of tzimtzum, leaving room for bria. The Paparois says that these two are similar type concepts. As the more a person learns Likutei Moran, the more a person learns Sifrei Kabbalah especially, you'll know that everything is one. All of Rabbi Nezal's Torahs can really be connected beautifully. You can see how each Torah is actually a takeoff. It's giving you the other Torah in slightly different variations, different forms, but it's all one.
So the Torah makes room for Kriya.
Exactly. Okay, next. Rabbi Nezal says, now Rabbi Nezal is going to summarize everything we had up to this point with a statement in Perkei Avos. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said this statement. He said these famous words, Kol yomai godalti ben hachachamim, my whole life I was raised among tzadikim, among chachamim, v'loi motzosi leguf toiv mishtiko, and I didn't find anything that's as good for the body as silence. I didn't find any better advice to give to a person than to shut your mouth. If you're zeichet to be raised among chachamim, keep your mouth closed, keep your ears open, you'll become very rich. That's number one. That's one statement that he made. Then he said, "V'loy hamedrash u'hoikar el hamaisa." Don't think that what I'm stressing here is that the whole trick is just to use your ears, and that's it. Just to sit and learn. Learning alone is not the ikar. The ikar is maisa. The ikar is to learn in order to be able to convert it to mitzvahs maisius. V'chol hamar bedavarim mevicheth. A person who talks too much, meaning too much talk, too little action, causes a lot of chait, because he talks to women, he talks extra, more than he's supposed to, period. This is what the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos. Rabbi Nezal is going to reinterpret this Mishnah, whereby this Mishnah is going to be a summary of everything we had till now. Watch this. Bein ha-chachomim, among chachomim. The word bein means among. The word bein also means in between. Rabbi Nezal says, Bein ha-chachomim hu b'chinas cholol ha-ponui, shenishave v'naase bein ha-chachomim. The term bein ha-chachomim refers to the chol ha-ponui, which is generated in between chachomim. When two chachomim battle, there's a chol ha-ponui generated there. V'zeh bein ha-chachomim daiko, that's why specifically he uses the exact words bein ha-chachomim. Hainu sheyesh pirut u'machlekes b'neihem. There is a separation, a division between them. Why? Ki im hoyu ku if the Chachamim were all one, then you couldn't use the term Bein HaChachamim, in between them. There has to be two for there to be an in-between. Balidei ha-machleikis nasa b'chinas chol aponoi. The machleikis that occurs between them generates a chol aponoi. U'besoich ha-chol aponoi hazeh nasa b'riya soilam. In this chol aponoi is made b'riya soilam. Hainu ha-yomim v'hamidois. What is b'riya soilam? Yoim echod, yoim sheni, yoim shlishi. Days. Creation means breaking up into divisions of time. Tzimtzum, into time and space. Before creation there was no zman. The whole beginning of Chumash Bereishis is ba 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 ba. And there was one day. Ba 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 ba. 2 days. We see that the whole Indian of Bria is an Indian of yomim, days, and midos, measurements. Tzimtzumim, plant life, animal life, human life, whatever it is. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vezeh kol yomai godalti," meaning, "Shehoisi megadel, I raised yomai umidosai, my days, I raised my days." Shehu b'chinas bria soilam, which is the concept of bria soilam, bringing the concept of days up. How did I do it? Bein hachachamim. Bein hachachamim daiko besoich hechol aponi kanal kishom nase kol bria hanal. That's where the whole bria takes place. Vze godalti. Rabbi Nisal says, why does he use the term godalti to raise? Shehigdalti yomai umidoisai. I raised my days and my midois. Mikatnus legadlus, from being very small to enlarge them. How did I enlarge the days? V'zeh shekorom yomai, this is why he calls them days, ki hein yomim sheloi. Note, he doesn't say yomim, he says yomai. I raised my days. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, they're not days, they're my days. I'm the one who made this new bria of yomim. Ki hu b'irei yisraelam kanal, because the Talmud Chacham himself creates the world. In other words, he said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was talking about himself. He said, kol yomai, all my days, meaning I enacted a creation. In a creation there's days. All of these days are mine. All of my days I elevated. How? Through the concept of Bein HaChachamim. Through the concept of a Chol Aponi. Through the machlekes that took place between Chachamim. That's how I made a Bria, in which I made days. And I elevated these days from Katnus to Gadlus. V'zeh v'loi motzasi l'guf toiv mishtiko. Kishom b'chol ha'ponui ein toiv mishtiko kanal. This is why he said right next to it, I didn't find any better advice than silence. Because there in the chol ha'ponui, there is nothing better than silence. Ki osur lichnois l'sham ki im mishu b'china shtiko. Nobody is permitted to enter into the chol ha'ponui except a tzaddik who is on the madrega of shtiko. He's on the madrega of machshava. B'chinas moishe kanal. V'zeh shomar, this is why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, kol yomai godalti בין החכמים ולוי מוצוסי better than שתיקו כי על ידי זה שאוחז במדרגה זו בבחינה שתיקו through the fact that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hooked up to this madrega of being quiet, being silent, כמו שאומר, as he stated, שאין טוב משתיקו, that there was nothing better than silence, על כן, היום מגדל יומו ומידויסו שום בכל הפוני. That's how Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was able to raise, to elevate, to bring into being a concept of days and midois. כי אוסר לכנס לשום כי אם מישהו בכינה שתיקו כנל, because nobody is allowed to enter into there unless you're on the madrega of שתיקו. So he said that if I entered into the of Bein HaChachamim, no, it's because I know about this Eitzah of Shtika. V'zeh v'loy ha-medrash u'oikar el ha-maiseh v'chol ha-mar b'dvorem mevichet. Ki kol medroshom v'divrehem she'elu chachamim medabrim, all the drushim and words which these chachamim speak, ein ho'ikar ha-medrash levad, the main thing, the main purpose in their speaking is not just to plopple. Not like the Misnagdim where their tachlis, their end is the drush. When they talk a Gemara through, they chew it up to pieces. That's their tachlis. In other words, you ask them, what was the final result of learning this piece of Gemara? The final result is that we came out with a pilpul. Whereas the tzaddikim, when they study Torah, the final result of a battle of Rishonim and Achronim is knowing how to do this mitzvah the right way. I studied the Rambam, I studied the Rif, I studied the Rabbeinu Peretz, and I came out knowing how to do this mitzvah the right way. Whether I choose to paskin like this one, who is more towards chesed, or I choose to this one, which is more towards din. So, ein hoikra medrash bovad, elo hamaise sheyasu v'yivru al divreim esaylam kanal. The purpose of this battle between chachamim is to al tikri ami eloimi, that, you know, Hashem says you are with me, partners with me in creation. Ah, however, a warning is attached to this, that kol amar bedvorim may richeit, that if you speak too much, if you're not careful to be metzamsem yadibor, it could cause sin, ki mei ribui ho'er nishavu haklipois kanal, because the ribui ho'er, it causes klipois. And this, I'm positive, relates to this singing of mar bedvorim, where the marshozal screams bloody murder, about the singing of mar bedvorim, people who made it a game, to turn Gemara into a game of pilpul, to be marbed gom, to just talk and talk and talk, to talk about an onion, to talk it to pieces, Rachmona Letzlan, that causes his havu saklipos chas v'shalom. Because the learning loses its time, it doesn't become a serious item anymore, where it's towards a goal of b'riyas olamos or doing mitzvos ma'aseis. You make the learning itself, the pilpul and the whole thing, that leads to gaiva, which is the whole onion of klipos. That's the worst klipos conceivable.
Explain, what's the whole point? You know, what's the creation as represented?
You have two Talmidei Chachamim who are discussing an issue of Torah. Mm. They debate. One says, I hold this way. One says, I hold this way. Mm. They're taking sides in a battle. In a spiritual sense, in other words, originally these two were close together, they separated. Mm. In between them is generated spiritually a vacuum. That's where Bria takes place. A new Bria. Each time two Chachamim study Torah, and there's debate between them, there's machlekes, and they pull off to the sides, they actually take part in Bria Soilam. Okay. Next. Any questions? Next. Rabbi Nizal says, Veda, you should know. By the way, Rabbi Zal very... You never heard him speak often about this. I don't know if anybody ever heard him speak often about this topic of pilpul, blah, blah, blah. But there was one time in all the years that I know him, I recall of one incident, I don't recall where or when, there was one time when he opened up like in a biting manner. And that was when he spoke out very powerfully, where he said, Rachmana Leslan, that, you know, that it's wrong, it's criminal. In other words, it's criminal to take this out of proportion, to take pilpul out of proportion. Pilpul itself is fabulous. It's one of the highest mitzvahs conceivable to sharpen your mind on Torah. But there is a bechina of riboy, a person can go into it too much, talk something too much, to discuss an inyan, be ma'ayin, and something too much, which leads chas v'shalom to pigam. It leads a person only to gaiva. It takes him away from the Torah. It takes him away from kedusha, which could only be bad. It could only be a criminal type of item, which would cause that. Pilpul, that's the wording that the Marsha uses. Right. That's I'm kidding around. And the Marsha screams. He says that nowadays they're starting a machla of people going around where they just talk and talk and talk, and they turn it into a joke. It became an inyan to just sit on 3-4 words and talk it to death. No, we can clear this hakira. We could think maybe this. If you look at this item, this and this way, it looks this and this. I'm saying just making a game out of it, chas v'shalom, where their purpose is not a serious. Their purpose is not serving Hashem. Their purpose is not knowing how to do mitzvahs better. Their purpose is just feeling a certain sense of proudness in being able to talk in such an arrogant type of manner, chas v'shalom.
Well, it's
not
like learning parshan,
right?
It's like just understanding the Gemara, understanding.
That's extremely important. Rabbein Azal, every Breslov Chosid is certainly required to know all the basic Mefarshim on Shas, which means Rishonim and Achronim. The Ritva, the Rashba, all of these Rebbe Zal was zeicher to be super fluent in, to know them inside out. We never heard him talk about it, but if you look at his Shas Gemara, he has those items, he knew those Rishonim and Achronim inside out, as every breast, Rabbein Azal uses it in the Sichas Rani, says Shas with Rishonim and Achronim, no question about it. But it's just a question of taking it too far. In other words, I recall attending Shiurim and Yeshiva, where it was done fabulously. You have a Tosis, you have a Machlekes between two different Rishonim on the item also. The Rashba goes this way, the Ritva goes this way, Tosis goes this way, Rashi goes this way. It's a four-way Machlekes. And one of the Achronim comes in and enters a thought into it, which again, it's still beautiful. But there are times when it's just taken out of proportion. Where the Rebbe adds, Onichzog, Azoi, Bababa, and Rachmana Letzlan, it becomes a game. I'm saying, this is an item which any person who wants to be sincere would know where to draw the line. In other words, there's no question of a person making a mistake that when you look at a Rashba, Chas V'Shalom, to
slight to spirit it, that that's not Breslov. Rabbeinu Zal, Rebbe Zal, the only Breslov of Hasidim, you look at the proper Eslachachma, there wasn't a Rishain, Tanya, he knew everything, he knew all the Sfarim. But it's a question of knowing what the purpose. What's the purpose of learning? If you take that attitude, then the Rishayim and Achayim are all Kodesh V'tar, no question about it.
Because like a lot of times in Mishnah, I could say, after the whole Hakdama, they give you the Gemara, and say, and then you have the Rambam and his group of Rishon, they hold like this, they interpret this thing, the Gemara like this, and this group that turns like this. Right. They see how he took that, you know, and showed how really Lamaisa, how it applies. And
that 100%. But that's, yeah. Again, that's learning Lamaisa. That's the way the tzaddik can learn. You look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a lot of people. The Bir Halacha is always bringing different lineups. And this one has his reason, this one has his reasoning, and I choose to be machriya this way, blah, blah, blah. Again, it's with a purpose in mind. It's not just draining a cup. To do it about Shor Shinoga Chesaporo, to go sit on 5 hours and think, well, how does it come out better with Shor Shinoga Chesaporo or Por Shinoga Chesashor? You know, if the cow is standing forwards or backwards, you know, I'm saying just stand to turn it into a game. That's where Rachman was on. It's a pigam. Okay, now Rabbeinu Zal says, Veda, and you should know, Shal Yidei Hanigan Shel HaTzadik, through the song of the Tzadik, Shehu Bechinas Moshe, a Tzadik who is in the Bechina of Moshe, your table. A Tzadik who is Bechinas Moshe, Hu Ma'ales HaNeshomo Yismen Apikurs, this Hazoi Shalachol Aponi Shnaf L'Shom. Rabbeinu Zal says, note, it's not just the Tzadik's delving into these Chachmas, it's the Nigan of the Tzadik that has the power to elevate those neshamas who fell into the apikrusa of the Chol HaPonei to bring them out of there. What's the connection? Rabbeinu Zal is going to go into a whole connection now between Negina and Chochma. Now again, for those of us who are zeichet to know Rebbe Zal, to be given a Hagdoma in Kabbalah, right off the top of our heads, this fits beautifully, because you have four branches in Torah, which are Ta'amim, Nekudais, Tagin, and Isias. It's referred to as Tinsa, Tes, Nun, Tof, Aleph, Ta'amim, Nekudais, Tagin, Isias, which correspond to Yud, K, Vav, K. Ta'amim is the musical notes, it's the Negina, which corresponds to the Yud of Yud, K, Vav, K, which is which sphere? Chochma. So we see right away the connection between Chochma and Negina. This is why we mentioned many times that the Negina is an Indian of pulsating beats. The beat, the pulse of the music, that's the main backbone of a band, is the pulse, the drum. That's the whole concept of the defik, the pulse within a person. What is the defik? The defik is the Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, because the Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei is of, between Ov Sog Mo Bon, the Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei is of, and the Achirayim of Ov is Begimakriya defik. So we see how Negina and Chachma are so perfectly tied together. This is one and the same. This is why there are Asara Mine Negina, Tikkun HaKlali, Asara Mine Negina. Why? Where does it draw from? From the Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Also, Rabbeinu Zal says that the Gemara says that Losid Lovai, Moshiach will play a Negin on a harp of 72 strings. What is this harp of 72 strings? Again, this is the Yud. This is 10 in actuality. Because Rabbeinu Zal says, what is this harp of 72 strings? This is the Achirayim of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud, Yud Kei, Yud Kei Vav. Yud Kei Vav Kei is 10 letters, which are Begematria 72. This is the harp of 72 strings on which Moshiach will play. Okay, now Rabbeinu Zal says, Rabbeinu Zal says, Kida, you should know, Shekol Chochma v'Chochma Sheba'ilam Yeshlo Zemer v'Nigun Miyuchad. Each and every single type of Chochma in the world has its own private, special Nigun. Shezeh HaZemer Miyuchad L'Chochma Zu. This song is associated, special for this Chochma. U'mizeh HaZemer Nimsheches HaChochma Zois. And from this type of song comes a different type of Chochma. This is why David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Zamru Maskil, that there is a connection between the Zemer, the song, and the Seichel, the Chochma. Shekol Seichel v'Chochma Yeshlo Zemer v'Nigun V'afilu Chochmas Hapikursis, even the Chochmas of Hapikursis Yeshlo Nigun V'Zemer HaMeyuchad L'Chochma Hapikursis. It has its own private song which is related to that Chochma of Hapikursis. V'Zeh Shom Razal, this will clarify a whole problem in the Gemara to you. The Gemara says in Chagigah, that Acher became an apikoros. So the Gemara mentions two incidents about Acher which seem completely unrelated. Rabbi Nizal is going to show how these two are one and the same now. This is why the Gemara says in Chagigo, Acher mahavabe Acher. What happened with him? What was his crime? Zimra Yevoni leposak mipume. Greek songs never stopped coming out of his mouth. He was always singing Greek songs. Zemer, note. And the Gemara says right next to there, Ukisheho yakom mi beis hamedrash. When he would get up from the beis medrash, he would pick up his sforim to leave. Kamo sifrei minin noifla mimenu. Many sforim of apikursis, philosophy books, would fall from his hands. Meaning, he was carrying around philosophy books, bundles of philosophy books. Note the connection between Chochma Yevoni and Zemer Yevoni. Ki ze toli boze. These two are one and the same. Note that this is why on Hanukkah, the Shulchan Aruch says beferish, that what item, when you have a meal on Hanukkah, what makes it a Sudas Mitzvah? What's the wording in Shulchan Aruch? All the Bali Shulchan Aruch here should remember. It's an interesting item. The Shulchan Aruch does not say saying Torah at the meal. It's singing the Zmirois of Hanukkah at the meal. That's what makes it into a Sudas Mitzvah. Because Hanukkah is the whole union of being Machnia Yovon, Chochmas Yovon. There, the most important thing is the Zmirois. If you look in the kids of Shulchan Aruch, he brings it. That which, in other words, that on Hanukkah there's a mitzvah to eat more, and however they turn it sometimes into a joke, the eating Baba Vai says, the Iker is the Zmirois, to sing the Zmirois of Hanukkah at the meal, that's what makes it into a Sudas Mitzvah. Rabbi Nizal says, Kal Yedei Zemer Hanal Shalai Posak Mipiv. It's through the song, the Greek songs, which didn't stop coming out of his mouth. Al Yedei Zeh Hoyu HaSifrei Minin Noifle Mimenu. That's why he was filled with Sparam of Apikursis. Ki Zeh HaZemer HaYemiyuchod LeZeh HaPikursis VaMinus Shoyloi. This song was connected to and associated with this type of Apikursis, which Acher had contacted. Nimtza, so what do we see from here? That kol chachma v'chachma lefi b'chinoso madregoso, each type of chachma according to its madrego, kein yesh lo zemer v'nigun hashayich u'miyuchod elav. It also has a corresponding song that's related to it. V'chein mimadrego l'madrego, and this goes on from level to level. Ki b'chinas hachachma shebemadrego hayeser elyono, yesh lo zemer v'nigun yeser elyono lefi b'chinoso. A chachma of a higher level has a niggin of a higher level related to it. V'chein lamala malo ad reishis nekuda sabriya shehit chilas ha'atzilus. This keeps going on higher and higher till the first pintle of creation, which was the beginning of the Olam Ha'atzilus. V'shom ein lamala mimeno. And over there, there's already nothing higher. V'ein makif lois ha'chachma sheshom. There is no makif to that chachma. Ki im oir ho'ein soif ha'makif l'chol aponui. The makif of Atzilus is Ein Seif. That's the only makif that's there. There's no chokhma higher than that. That's a makif to it. Rabbi Nizal says, Shebetoichoi kol habriyos v'hachokhmais. Within the chol aponi was all the briyos and chokhmais. Ubevadai gam shom yesh b'chinas chokhma. Rabbi Nizal says, certainly we still say that even there, even within the chol aponi, even within the oyer Ein Seif, there is a certain type of chokhma. Ach hachokhma sheyesh shom ba'oyer Ein Seif, the chokhma which exists there in the oyer Ein Seif, yefsha leidah lahasigayso, cannot be understood. Cannot be understood. Why? Ki Ein Seif Hu Hashem Yisborach Bi'atzmai. Because Ein Seif, infinite, that refers to Hashem Himself. The Chachma Seif Yef Shel Asiklal. And Hashem's Chachma, it's impossible for us to be able to understand that. The Ein Shom Rak Bechinas Emuna. The only thing that exists when you get to that super high level, the only thing that you can have there is Emuna, not Chachma. Shema Aminim Bo Yisborach. We believe in Hashem. She'oiroi Ho Ein Seif Mesave. That Hashem's Oyer Ein Seif surrounds all the worlds, umakif hakoil, and encircles everything. Rabbi Nizal says, ve'emuno yesh lo gam kein zemer v'nigun hamiyuchod le'emuna. Just as we just said that each type of chachma has a different type of nigun and zemer that's related to it, emuna also has a specific type of nigun that's associated with that emuna. Ukamoy shano royim. Rabbi Nizal says, as we see physically, she'afilu emuna is akum b'divrei tosum. Even the faith of the goyim in their mistaken items, yesh lekol emuna shalakum nigun miyuchod. Each faith of the goyim, each faith has its own song. They have their own melodies, etc., etc., which are related to their religion. shemezamrim boy, they sing these songs, va'irchim boy be'beis tefilosam, and they prepare these songs as an offering in their beis tefila, their beis hatoma. Rabbeinu says, kein lehepech b'kedusha, similarly, opposingly, in kedusha, kol emuna yesh lo zemer v'nigin. Each emuna, each level of emuna, has its own nigin. V'oisei hazemer hamayuchud l'emuna hanal, shehu emuna ha'elyona, nikol minei chochma yis emuna shebo'ilam, v'nigin, which is related and associated with that super upper emuna, which is above all chachma, is the emuna that's found within Atzilus. Haynu emuna ba'ir ein seif atzmai hasayde kol amin kanal oisay hazemer hu gam kein lamala mikol hanaginos uzmirosh ba'olam hashayachim lachol chachma v'emuna. It's understood that the nigin that exists there is also higher than every single other type of nigin that's related to any other type of chachma or emuna. Period. V'chol hazmirois v'hanigunim shel kol hachachmois nimshochin mizeh hazemer v'hanigin shehu lamala mikol hazmirois v'hanigunim shel kol hachachmois. All the different zmirois and nigunim of the whole world all draw from this zemer and nigin, which is above all chachmois and all emunois, which is above everything. Ki hu hazemer hashayich lo emuna boir hein seif atzmoi shehu lamala min hakol. Period. Rabbi Nazal says, "Ula osid lavoi, and in the future, sheyafoich lechol ha'amim, sofa brura, likroi kulam b'shem Hashem, when Hashem will change around vigoyim, and He will give them sofa brura, a clear tongue, likroi kulam b'shem Hashem, so that they should all, sofa means lips actually, clear lips, so that they should all call out in the name of Hashem, meaning that all the goyim will believe in Hashem. Oz Yiskayim, then will be Mekuyam the Posig, Tavoyi, Toshuri, Meroish Amono. Hashem says, you will come and you will look at me through a heightening of Emuna. The word Loshur means to look at. The word Loshir means to sing. Rabbi Nazal says, Meroish Amono Daiko, through a heightening of Emuna Bedavka. Hainu Bechinas Emuna El Yoyna Zukanal. This is referring to this super high level of Emuna that we just mentioned. Shehu Roish. Shehu reish lechol ha'emunais kanal. This is the crown of all emunais. V'ze toshuri daikor. Rabbi Nazal says this is why it uses the word toshuri, which also means haynu hanigin v'hazemer hashayach l'reish emunais kanal. This refers to the nigin, the shira, that's related to and connected to this super type of emuna. Ulebechinas zemer shel emuna helyon hazayis, and to this song of this super upper emuna. Ein mi sheyizke ki in tzadik hador shehu bechinas moishe shehu b'madregas emuna zu shehu bechinas shtika bechinas shtoy kachol mashav atchila. The only one who is zeche to this super upper nigin, which is related to this super upper emuna of Ayrein Saif, which is bechinas shtika, which is the bechinas shtoy kachol mashav atchila, the only one is Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzadik emes shehi adayin lamala mehadibur kanal. This nigin is above the level of dibur kanal, ki Moshe hu bechina shtika kanal, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the bechina of shtika. And this is why we see that the Gemara talks about Moshe Rabbeinu's power of shira and negina. V'zeh, this is why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, oz yoshir Moshe, the pasuk says, then Moshe Rabbeinu will sing. V'amru chazal, the Gemara says, shor loy nemar. It should have said, then Moshe Rabbeinu sang. Why does it say will sing yoshir? The Gemara says, Eliyoshir mikam l'tchias hanesim anatera. Here we see proof that there will come a time again when Moshe Rabbeinu will sing, when the dead will be brought back to life, when Moshe Rabbeinu will be brought back to life, then again he will sing. Ki kol hashirois she'osid Moshe lo shir lo osid lo v'yigamkein. There will come a time in the future when Moshe Rabbeinu will sing again. Why? Ki kol hashirois ben kol Bein shel olam hazeh, bein shel osid lovoi, hurak etzel Moshe. All these songs, whether of olam hazeh or olam haba, all are found by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the tzaddik emes. Shehu bechina shtiko, shezocho lezemer, sheshayech leemuna elyoina ala koil. The tzaddik emes is zeche to the nigin that's related to the emuna that's above everything. Sheshom nichlolim kol hazmirois. There are nichlal all hazmirois. Ki kulam nimishochim imenu, because all of them originate from there. V'zeh shetireish Rashi. That's why Rashi HaKodesh says on that posuk, on the word Yoshir, Rashi HaKodesh says, Yud al shem hamachshovo nemra. That the letter Yud attached to Yoshir, Yud refers to machshovo. Yud is the Yud of Yud Kevavke, which is Chochma, Machshova. Hainu Bechinas Kach Ovo B'Machshova Kanal. That's the singing of the Shira that comes from Machshova, from Shtika, Bechinas Moshe, Bechinas Shtika Kanal. V'Alkein Al Yedei Nigen Shel HaTzadik. Through the Nigen of the Tzadik, Shehu Bechinas Moshe, who is the Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu Kanal, Al Yedei Zeh Oilim V'Yoitzin Kol HaNeshomoi Shenaflu B'Toich HaBikursis HaZoi Shel Chol HaPonoi. Through the Nigen of the Tzadik are elevated all the neshamos which fell into the apikursis, which is on the level of Chol HaPonoi. Why? Ki nigunai, because apikursis means speikos in emuna. His nigin comes from emuna. What association is there between the nigin pulling them out of apikursis? Rabbi Nizal says, ki nigunai hu bebechinas reish emuna. This nigin stems from the highest level of emuna. Hainu emuna ha'elyona ala koel, the emuna which is above everything, the emuna within the oir ein soif, shal yedei Nigin ve'emuna zu nizbatlin kol hapikursus. Through this nigin and emuna become nizbatel all hapikursus. Ve'nechlolin ve'nizbatlin kol hanigunim b'seich hanigin hazeh. All nigunim become batel and nizbatel to this nigin. Shehu l'malam v'nakoel, which is above everything. Shemimenu nimshochim kol hanigunim. From there come all nigunim. And this is why we can understand why for a wedding the music is so important. Because what is the aside of a bias? What does the pasuk say? Be chochmo yivne bias. How do you build a bias? Bias is which sphera? Malchus. Abo yosad brato. Be chochmo yivne bias. Chochmo builds the house. The chochmo builds the house, meaning the negino builds the house. It's the music at the wedding, the zemer, that provides for the yichud, that provides the chochmo that's needed for a couple to get married. This is why Rebbe Zal was so insistent on Breslov and Nigunim, the Nigunim of the Tzadik Emes, especially Rabbeinu Zal's Nigin around the chuppah. Rabbeinu Zal's Nigin, that Nigin is certainly the Bechina of this Nigin of the Tzadik Emes, which comes from the Emunah Elyona, the Emunah within Oyer and Saif, which has this power to be Machnia, all klipos, all tumah, which would want to attack a marriage. A marriage is the building of a new house, bechinas malchus. The klipos try to attack that. The trick to be machnia them is the nigin of a tzaddik emes being played by a wedding. Halavai, we should be zeicha to have weddings at which the nigunim of the tzaddik emes should be played. And we should be zeicha by singing, whenever we sing the nigunim of the tzaddik emes, we should be zeicha to accomplish all these items, to be zeicha to a heightening of emunah, which brings about the coming of Mashiach. You better believe it. That's why that's the place to say the Tikkun HaKloli, because that's the mokar for the Tikkun HaKloli. That's where the Tikkun HaKloli is being nichlal in its sheirish, in its tzadik emes. The tzadik emes himself is the mokar of negina. He is the one who is nichlal in the oirein soif, in the semuna. He is the sheirish of. That's why Rabbeinu Zal B'Dafka was the one who was able to give out this tikkun of asur mina negina, because he is the negina. This is where it all ties together beautifully. And this is the whole union of Emunah. Emunah sets tzaddikim, Emunah chachamim. The Emunah is shown specifically. That's why Tikkun HaKloli is so important for Breslov, because that's connecting all of these concepts. The Emunah in the tzaddik emes, the Iskashrus to the tzaddik emes, Hapam Yilove Ishi Elai is through Levi, Misitra Deniguna. It's through the Tikkun HaKloli that a person's whole kesher to Breslov, to Rabbeinu Zal, is strengthened tremendously. Ashrei, ashrei to those few people on this earth who are zeicha to have a minion to say Tikkun HaKloli with every day. Woe is to that Meshugana who's lazy or silly to allow this to slip out of his fingers, not to take whatever preventive measures are necessary to make sure to be there every day for the Tikkun HaKloli, for the Rikid. That's all the Nigin of the Tzadik Emes. You see what Rabbeinu Zal says here? Takes place through the Nigin of the Tzadik Emes. We should be zeicha to accomplish it. One more shot, we finish the Torah. This, as you see how each Torah is a whole separate world, and yet they're all tied in beautifully. You could look at each one like a whole sefer, and yet each one blends in with the other one. You could see the connection so beautifully between every single Torah.
Yashir.
Yud. Yashir, and everything. We had that in a previous Torah. Rabbi Nezal said that tzaddikim sometimes by singing these songs of the Goyim, that's how they're machniyah them. The Shomo Yes Rinoson. Rinoson means their songs. Vayar Hashem Batzar Rohem. The Shomo Yes Rinoson. Hashem sees the suffering of the Jews when? The Shomo Yes Rinoson. When he hears their songs, the songs of the Goyim being sung, that's what arouses Hashem's Rachmanos and Mishas. The Shomo Yes Rinoson. Rinoson means their songs. Vayar Hashem Batzar Rohem. The Shomo Yes Rinoson. Hashem sees the suffering of the Jews when? The Shomo Yes Rinoson. When he hears their songs, the songs of the Goyim being sung, that's what arouses Hashem's Rachmanos and Mishas.
What's the chasuv of Achav?